regular college. I'm going to do another couple semesters, just no art courses. English and history. Because I want a degree. I guess that's what they call it. I don't really care about the degree if I want to work towards it. It's, the schools are nice now. Sometimes I don't know why the kids are complaining. I really enjoyed it. Last fall I went all semester, and then the semester before we were talking about the class. They've gotten, I don't like them anymore. There are teachers there. They don't teach you anything. No, I bet, I got so disturbed at this teacher when I finally said, I'm not coming to class anymore, I'll just bring my things in at the end for the critique. So mad at me anyway, he was glad to see me go. Coming in, you know, he was a young guy, and he was coming in and he was saying, to the students, well, I don't really know why I'm here. None of you are any good. You know, and I said, well, I know why you're here. And he said, who said that? You know, and I say, I did. He said, well, all right, why? And I said, well, it's paid, and we don't. Here for the paycheck. And all his criticisms of paintings were very, I got really stuck in this one painting. I didn't know what to do. So I said, well, I'll talk to him. So he looked at it and he said, you always paint like that. And I said, well, I don't always paint. He went on with these kind of remarks and finally says, well, it's too scientific for me. Too exacting, too mathematical. So I could go on like that forever. Which didn't really mean very much to me anyway. Then I went to see his pictures at an exhibit. He painted squares. So that I wasn't coming to his class anymore. Well, he gave me a B or an A anyway.
What are you all painting?
I'm collaging.
Big? Well, I wonder when this vowel period is coming. Everybody has to rest, even a friend.
Oh, I'm making those little things.
I saw some of those. They were beautiful. Well, I see Sid is still about.
Oh yeah, he's organizing like man.
What's he organizing?
Anything. Anything.
He's applying for one of these grants that I have.
Oh yeah, he said that.
He's got it?
Yes. He is paying him $1,000 for the 75 on March the 30th, on the WPA.
Well, he hasn't got it. What's Bunny doing?
Nothing
this
summer, but then she goes back to
teaching.
Is the
mother still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, is she in?
That was very important.
Yeah. I haven't seen Cole ever since I went back there. Have you heard from him lately? Better come downhill. You better come down in September and get out of the cold. Can't you take a sabbatical here for one winter? Well, if you did, couldn't you then come back in the spring? Well, you came back.
Figure out how he got it from Japan.
He probably looked at those delicate little lines and gave up.
He sort of thought there'd be some hope when Del Cove, you know, was in Santa Fe.
He meant to put the delicate lines in, but he got scared.
Well, the only thing I can figure out he got in Japan
was there. He had a year's living there.
Oh, did I tell you I took him on your son's court?
There's another place.
Yeah, that's what Mark
said.
Yeah. That was
Mark
fun because when he first came to San Francisco, he worked under me at Presidio Hill with the children. And so then it was a nice turnaround. I worked on, I had to work under him. The kids really liked him.
Is he a good worker?
Yeah, he's, he goes like this. You know, he doesn't go like that.
Is that the dreadful thing that's burning? My eyes?
I don't know. Well, but under a very definite plan.
It's not.
Yeah. And one guy was in the class. Very interesting guy from Sweden. Changed his whole major because of Mark. Said that he had to be a history major after, you know, knowing Mark. And he was not just kind of a kid who was easily swayed. He was pretty mature and interesting guy.
Very posh.
Fascinating thing about Mark.
Wonderful.
He and I can talk it up.
No.
Are you
a fellow?
Do I?
It's the damnest thing you ever heard.
And
Mac
and I.
Well,
you
like all those old guys.
Yeah, but you know, I believe in creating this.
I don't think my mother said something in this picture.
No, he wants to let her.
All right, you can.
For some reason, I just can't talk it up. We can talk about it.
She lives in Washington.
Well, I noticed he talks to the baby mostly about sports, not ours.
Well, you know, the last time we were here,
he's up in Wisconsin.
Have fun?
Both of them were there for about a month. And Shirley got a reaction.
Oh, that's. He got a new hairdo.
Mark didn't look at him. wouldn't say a thing about it.
I liked it long too.
Oh, well, I was disappointed when he brought us the painting back that he had given him. He took a smaller one. I'd like to go over to look at that one. It was very nice.
I don't
like it. Was too big for the card around. It
gets
I don't like that. Before, when they were gone. I said, I want to paint.
Could be around you.
No, I said, okay. Well,
yeah,
one
are you
one.
Interested
in that? And the big one, I said, I'm afraid. No, it's too big. You have to get one and put it in the suitcase.
Well, Mary, so are you
thinking about that big
woman?
No, I was disappointed when I heard that.
You said that you're writing the biography of this woman.
Yeah. And I think
what
about
did
she
do
her
as a foundation that Sid's getting? She,
well, I tried to get into a couple of things he said in class with him, but I didn't dare in the class.
She tried to get
back
in
our
with $2,000 in Xerox.
That was quite a lot of
money. If they had.
But he was, he was talking about the greatest artist with
a
performance. Because it gave them more time to paint.
Xerox. He developed the whole thing. Who is he? They're cousins.
Well, that's optical.
Nephew or something. And they put their little money, which was too much.
But I could not go all the way with it.
So she has this foundation.
Oh, there was a lot of what we do. Have any arguments about it. Because
$1,000.
I keep saying it. All right, most
well, I'm doing it. Refused to marry and go on to be a, you know, a teacher.
Read a book
she was with me in that part of the week.
What do with what he can
do? So much. She's been in the
heart.
I think it's important. The history and the village. She remembers everybody in the old village, the old Pumpkinson village. Which is really beautiful.
Every time he has a catalog, he writes.
Then her struggle to be a woman.
And what he says has nothing to do with what he's saying.
How do you get out of
it? Well, she never got exciting by themselves. The painting's way over there.
One of my great things.
You wouldn't think it was the same.
Is her sexual ambiguity.
Modern boys, like
she won't
even draw.
Very
much with philosophy.
I mean, I don't think she even knows.
And maybe they get their BA and so on.
And then
she's
the guy I heard about. After she was 75, she began to take painting every time. And she has this natural great sense of humor.
Painting becomes almost physical. You know, just letting it out. Otherwise, it would look pretty mad.
To uphold the words.
In other words, you have a physical thing to balance.
Can you get
this,
that?
And you know, very normal. But otherwise, everything becomes very...
I got a new tape recorder, which weighs 3 pounds.
It's nothing, but it's almost a physical.
What's that make?
But that's good.
You know what?
Boom. Well, it's just kind of a reaction that you get.
Yeah.
So that's right.
Well, then it's better than the verbal painting. I think I would prefer the physical painting. What is the verbal painting?
Hey, that's why you've been listening to this.
It's not a type of illustration.
I wonder what he is doing there.
I didn't have
a physical painting. Well, I went away.
Sit here. Woody.
But I think it was the Well, I think that's why people live.
Boo! There was someone's eyes.
That's really great because you can sit there without anybody. I have to reach over, you know. And
I didn't agree with some of the theories, but I couldn't disagree because I didn't know as much as he did.
And I did this before, I think it's last year, and I want to go back and go through
that the best artists were the conformers.
Would you like down your throat, maybe?
It's true, they had more work.
Okay, well, better.
The resident telephone.
And the ones that went out of town.
$20,000.
And so on. But I don't think that
that's
the criteria. You have to try to figure out what they might have done.
No. Normally, if I went into the resident program, I would have to pay. It depends on the artist. Well, not really, because you get really bored and all the workshops that you want to go to under that one. So
all the
really,
names
I mean,
and dates are gone.
If you had the money, so
I haven't written down
I find the time, a little book. Go back.
I used to get there through my students.
It's a sort of an index
of 5,000 words.
It's a little index on each period.
A
piece of music was written.
Where I would work the painting on the schedule where I would take the same workshop.
This revolution was there at the same time.
That I would, if
I had $3,000, I can hold it. The name. period. And afterwards, get out and
I know it's Phoenix, too, but I haven't seen this idea. I mean, some other guy is going to be talking 1,000 years later.
Well, I would be late.
What is this? The other problem. Like, I tried to make a map. But it's very hard because some countries were in certain years of development very different from other countries who were behind.
About 150 different types.
And that happened to them later
all dealing with, all having to do with ways.
And you could get confused, but I think Mark did a very good job. If I knew more history, Mark said to me, if I had known as much history as some of the kids that were there, I would have done better. Because I did get confused, but for the first time, I got slightly straightened out. I don't remember the dates and the names yet, but I still have a feeling that it's good.
I was in school, I used to have the outset sound really weird.
Well, that's, I suppose,
for demonstration.
Everybody in the 80s died naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Mark had one student who used to lie down on the table.
He wanted to do something to turn them on, within about 10 minutes, to let them at least feel something.
Then he had this one girl who used to always take her and put her away from all
noise. She stood up there very much joking about it.
She just copied from the boys.
Because she was afraid to have this packed world.
She's probably going to be the best manager.
Projects out and back as him. It's not really it's very cut and dry. And so he was afraid
but
to
they
do
had,
it.
And that's
Johnny cool. Carson was very nervous and self
they had the teacher that I had. He was supposed to teach basic techniques. You're supposed to learn oils, acrylics.
He's probably one of the best he's a beautiful
I
was really happy with what happened when he was on television. Related, at least to me, because I know him.
This teacher was only paying
for
oils.
Here's a guy who's a PhD psychologist.
And so he couldn't really tell you anything. You just had to
anybody else in the
tell
field,
him.
Or most people in that situation,
explain to him how it works.
Would not ever say, well, like I got a black
so you had to do all the
my girlfriend
and everything.
Hit me during the thing for something that I had. He went on describing this personal thing.
When you learn out of control, maybe it just a little bit.
Well, yeah, but you have to write it up and give it to him so then he knows because he's never done it.
He was,
you can figure out who's learning and who's teaching.
See, he didn't profess
to
say I have all the knowledge.
He didn't know one of
the
techniques, but the only one he knew was
I'm a totally aware person. I really turned on.
That's what I
need to be. He said,
but
I'm learning
about it. Oh, it was a basic technique course. It wasn't in pain.
There are things
it was to learn about the technique
more
than
more,
to learn about
painting.
And you were supposed to try out the different techniques.
I'm not saying, look at me. I'm just saying, let's do it together.
When you can do all these, then you figure out what
workshops are. There have been a couple of articles in magazines.
The two best courses I had was Mark's Art History and
New York Times
Anatomy. I really liked them. I have all the big seconds right.
By the paper,
bones, we had to learn all the bones and all the muscles.
To spend
and I thought,
a week
I can't do those kind of drawings. They're so
mean. Write about us.
Yeah, and I hated it.
He went there with the
really liked it.
Preconceived.
In fact, I wanted to get a job doing medical illustration.
Skepticism.
because it isn't like, it isn't anything like art. It's kind of a different kind of discipline, and it's quite relaxing once you aren't afraid of it. And you sit there, and it's like knitting. So like painting or drawing, it's like knitting. You put the stitch here and you put the stitch there.
And it was something that he had to go through. And
but I didn't think I could do it. It was so neat. And all those students, I looked at first my drawing was very, very bad, very messy, smudgy. You know, and I looked at all those very people doing this nice, neat thing.
A very good description.
But then I thought, well, it's not drawing.
What just happened?
Why didn't they get there, a lot of doctors?
Especially if it's related to somebody who never played. Specifically, what I'm going to do, I'm not really sure, but all kinds of techniques.
They know every goddamn
thing that are involved. And I'm going to have to start.
So I usually find it.
What is my thing?
I mean, to use imagination with it. Do something with it.
Am I most comfortable
with it? By working on it.
In using it.
So don't try to make
whether
it.
Whether it's not going to use
the anatomy is just right.
Yes.
You know, maybe totally it's totally long or short.
Yeah, well, that's the opposite. You have to break this guy was quite creative. The test at the end of the year. The model got up there.
Also,
stood, you know, like this.
Fritz Perls, the father of adult therapy,
and then made a movie. And then we had to draw him and list each muscle that he used to make the result. And if we listed a muscle that he didn't use, he flunked that drawing.
The German word.
But it was fascinating. I drew all over myself. With, you know, the muscle.
Meaning of perceiving.
And then there was moving around the arm.
The total awareness of
it. But if you have enough free drawing,
the glass,
before
the glass
you take
exists
an
there because
it doesn't ruin you.
Around it and the body.
It doesn't make it tight.
The colors and the depth.
And it's exciting.
Darn. I know it. The lamb.
I loved it. Debbie, look. And you got a lamb of God. We both have a lamb.
Mirabel, I didn't know you had.
Oh.
I stole them from the cemetery.
Oh.
You're the first.
Oh, I love
well, there's
it.
There's a note there you're supposed to make.
Oh.
Note from your lamp.
It's a girl. He lost his nose,
unfortunately. Maybe you could put a nose and an ear. Oh, and I dropped it. Oh, look at it. There's a bug in the note.
Looks like a bug. Always,
don't you love those lambs?
What graveyard did you?
Really? Nothing. Well, I don't have to say it,
but. Oh. Hey.
Well, I don't like the reason.
Shouldn't this be 100 kisses?
Yes.
Also. Money?
Also. Kisses are better than money.
Honey,
for God's sake. Lure you
south. It should be kisses.
Well, it can't be both. But I love the kisses. Well, extremely.
Meridell, I'm.
It says warm to the holy thing. By Shakespeare.
This is what I need. You got your glass. The Lamb of God. What I need.
Warmth is a woolly thing by Shakespeare.
What's a woolly thing?
Warmth is a woolly thing.
That's the wrong one. It's the wrong card for that.
Well, it was glued on it.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Darling lambs come south.
Come south.
We'll see, like,
we all make
it. Big wedding.
Yeah.
Leave it up. All right.
This will go towards going south.
Anything.
A nest egg.
Anything. No. Anything.
There was.
Oh, thank you, I just.
He lost his nose and his ear. Maybe he put one on. I dropped him.
Yeah. Put some gesso on.
Yeah.
Oh, this
can
one.
You build him up?
This one's just warmth for the head and the body is the opposite of cold by yeast.
For the body?
I've loved these all my life. I've seen them in cemeteries, one, I think, that has lambs. Only the lambs. They're all sitting on top of a thing.
Well, I got these in Iowa. There was an ad in the paper that said, "You want your grandfather to come and get it because we're going to tear up the cemetery for a highway."
So and I always wanted
three things: the lamb and the
hand class,
and the tree of life. Yeah. So I went out and they were just
I think I'll get you a
And also grandfather's bones. Anybody who didn't have a
ten
grandfather.
Bones.
But they had
these glass. No, don't put it right on me. No, because then you can't get Mac. I want to put it up on the side so they can get everybody.
I don't know.
Two deaths from Dr. X. There's one on the table
here. Well, I'm not farting. I'm coming to see him wherever you are.
But we'll ride him.
I was going to get you a living bra for your birthday, but I didn't know what to feed it. From Woody.
To feed it?
A living bra. It's very expensive to feed.
Did you wrap that yourself, Woody?
No.
Only thing I could find.
Is that your friend, Deb?
Thank you. I love you, Keith.
Oh, it's a black card.
Happy birthday. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And welcome to the Middle Ages.
How did you like that one?
Perfume, Nina, Ricky.
Yeah, I think right.
Richard.
Yeah, small, it's in the bottle. I'm gonna take a snip too.
All right, you take it.